We'll have, because of the delayed schedule, we'll have a short shiur, about 10, 15 minutes. But just to lay out, I know where guys are holding the marmakomos, but just to lay out some of the issues to think about moving forward, and then I guess we'll play it by ear as far as the next year goes. So the next sugya is a continuation of the Gemara on the bottom, Chavav Amar Aleph. And the Gemara talks about selling a shul. And the Gemara says that there's a difference between a sale of a shul. The lashon of the Gemara is Amar Rava, Banam Chavav Amar Aleph, Amar Rava Lo Shanu, Ela Shlom Machru Shiva Tuva Ha'ir, B'maimed Anshe Ha'ir. Pashup Shat, Lo Shanu, the halach of our Mishnah. So the halach of our Mishnah that the money has to be used for higher levels, Malin Makodesh. So that whole Mishnah, Lo Shanu, is only taught Ela Shalom Machru Shiva Tuva Ha'ir B'maimed Anshe Ha'ir. It's a sale that is not the sale of Shiva Tuva Ha'ir B'maimed Anshe Ha'ir. We'll get back to find those terms in a second. Aval Machru Shiva Tuva Ha'ir B'maimed Anshe Ha'ir. But let's say you had a sale of the Shiva Tuva Ha'ir B'maimed Anshe Ha'ir. So then the Gemara says, starting with Afilu Le Mishta Be Shichur. So you can, Rashi explains, then you can use the money for whatever you want. So it said, our Mishnah said you have to go up with the money. If you would have the Zayin Tuva Ha'ir, B'maimed Anshe Ha'ir, then the Gemara says you could even use the money to make some beer, to drink. And that would seem to be the Pashup Shat. Let's just define some of these terms here before we move on. So the question, it's a little bit vague what these things are. Shiva Tuva Ha'ir, B'maimed Anshe Ha'ir. The Rashba, I put on the Marmakomos, the Rashba on the Mishnah says that basically what it comes down to is you could have, there are kind of two groups at play here. You have the Zayin Tuva Ha'ir and the Rashba in the Tshuva that I also put on the Marmakomos. The Rashba explains there that each city would appoint people to be in charge. So that's the Zayin Tuva Ha'ir. And then there's the Anshe Ha'ir, the people of the city. So the Rashba says that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says B'nei Ha'ir, so the people of the city, really based on this Gemara, the Rashba says it turns out that whether the Parnasa Ha'ir, whether the Zayin Tuva Ha'ir, the leaders, or the B'nei Ha'ir, or the people of the city, whoever goes ahead and makes the sale, so that would be the halacha of the Mishnah. Our Gemara is telling us that we can override the Mishnah if you have a combination of the Zayin Tuva Ha'ir, you have the leaders of the city that were appointed, and with the combination of the people, of the approval of the people of the city, that combination changed the rules. And we'll get back to later why that should be. So that's what is being laid out here. Yes?
It's just the people and not the trustees.
So just the people and not the trustees, so that the Rashba says also, that the Mishnah is talking about that, or just the trustees without the people. And they have rights. They are the Zayin Tuva Ha'ir, the Rashba and the Tshuva points out, that these are people that are appointed to make decisions and to do things. But we'll have to see why this. We'll have to see why this is exactly. But the way it seems to be, the way it's set up, is that they don't have full rights to undo the kedusha of the money, etc. As we'll see, so that would be they would fit in also to the category of the Mishnah. As far as the just practically living at Zayin Tuva Ha'ir, so you saw the Rashba and the Tshuva talks about how it's this group that's basically appointed with the authority to make decisions, and the assumption is a group of seven, they're going to have kind of the broad opinions, I guess, they'll be able to make the proper decisions. But the Be'er Halacha points out, and this actually in the Yerushalmi, in that Rashba, the Tshuva, that when it comes to, that's really for the city, like the city council has to be seven people. But when it comes to matters of the shul, so the Yerushalmi, if you saw, the Yerushalmi says three would be enough. And it's based on this, the post can say that you don't really need exactly seven, at least for shul decisions. Maybe for citywide decisions you would, but for shul decisions you don't need seven. Rav Moshe's Tshuva talks about, if you've seen Rav Moshe's Tshuva, is the funny terms that he writes the English words out in Hebrew. So there's the president and the directors and the members. So he's got a whole tshuva about that. And Chelik Beis Zimim Mem Hei, where he basically says, if you have, like, you can't just have the president, but he says, if you have the president and the vice president and the board of directors, they can play the role of Zayin Tuva Ha'ir. So that would, you can, doesn't have to be exactly in the classic form. And the Be'er Halacha also points out, let's say you had a community that didn't have a board of trustees. They made decisions by, altogether. So it also then you can have a full sale that way. That would count as Zayin Tuvei or Maimed Anshei Ha'ir. Just one more technical point about Maimed Anshei Ha'ir. The Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah explain that that doesn't mean you need to like bring everyone over and have the entire city there to make the sale. That's not what Maimed Anshei Ha'ir means. Maimed Anshei Ha'ir means it has to be a public, it has to be done before Hesia, and it's got to be well known there's a sale going on. And if no one has any, no one's protesting, so then you assume that the sale goes through. Okay? So those are the terms, that's what we're talking about here. Zayin Tuvei Ir, Maimed Anshei Ha'ir, and then the rules change when they make a sale. So as I've said, the Pashup Shot in the Gemara, in the context of what we've been talking about, is the use of the money. So the use of the money changes. Even though we learned in our mission that the money has to be used for a higher level of Kedusha, if you have Zayin Tuvei Ir, Maimed Anshei Ha'ir, again with the implicit or... what's a good English word for it? Implicit approval. I guess that's the English word. They don't say otherwise. So, quiet approval. I'm missing. What's a good English word? What? Tacit. That's the word I'm looking for. Tacit approval. Someone else said that here. Who said that? It's the tacit approval of the city. So then the rules change, at least vis-a-vis the money. Now the question that the Rishonim deal with, and their Gemara is in different directions, is how far do we go with this? So the Rashi, if you saw on Chavavim at Aleph, so Rashi starts to talk about the what would be the status of the shul after, right? You sold the building. What about what in general and Zayin Tuvei Ir? What's the story with the building itself? Who saw Rashi? Yeah. Go ahead. Correct. Rashi seems to be so certain himself a little bit. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Kashi from Chav Zayin and Ralph Umbeis. The other Rishon, the Achronim point out, Moshe points out a Kashi from Chav Vav Umbeis. But basically, Rashi makes a comment where Rashi says that that not only do we change the rules when it comes to using the money, but we also change the rules as far as the building itself. So Rashi assumes that normally if you sell a shul, so if you have, again, not the ideal type of form of sale, you have either just the Zayin Tuvei Ir or just the people of the city, as we mentioned, like as Rashi points out, so then the shul maintains its kedusha, and you have to still treat it as a shul. You just can use the money for something that's a higher level. But if you have Zayin Tuvei Ir, Maimed Anshei Ha'ir, so then not only is the money used for anything, so too the building can be used for anything. So Rashi says. The question is that there are Gemaras that don't necessarily sound that way. We'll just start with the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Mubeis. I mean, it's Rashi's interpretation of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah, if you go ahead to Chav Zayin Mubeis, the Mishnah says you're allowed to sell a shul. Machlok is exactly when you're allowed to sell a shul. Remeir and Nachamim. Remeir is very limited when you can sell a shul. He says you can only sell a shul if it's going to be used at the same level. You can't drop down levels. And the Chacham is saying, no, you can always sell a shul. And they have four exceptions. Everyone saw the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Beis. The four exceptions, basically things that are a big bizayon to make it into a bath, into a wash, bathhouse, into a place to tan hides, to go make it into a mikvah, to go make it into a bathroom or a laundromat. So the Chachamim, they have those limitations on what you're allowed to do with it. So what's that Mishnah talking about? What's that case in the Mishnah? Is that a case of Bnei Ha'ir selling, or is that a case of Zayin Tuvei Ir or Maimed Anshei Ha'ir selling? It could be either. Probably the Pashup Shot. The Mishnah doesn't say anything. I mean, especially if you read the Mishnayos together, and you just learn the Mishnayos, so the Iron Mishnah talks about Bnei Ha'ir, and that's, basically the next Mishnah, more or less, is that. So our Gemara seems to assume that the Mishnayos are not talking about the Bnei, about Zayin Tuvei Ir or Maimed Anshei Ha'ir. So on a... The Anshei Ha'ir can be Maror Kedusha?
I thought that's what it said. You didn't necessarily have to...
That's if they have the people's consent. If the Zayin Tuvim Yer Ma'amidan Sheir, if you have everyone on board, you can do that. But if you don't have everyone on board, so then the Mishnah seems to say you have to use a higher level. So just to finish out the point, so if you continue that way, so this sounds like the Mishnah is saying that the building, you can do whatever you want, as long as you don't use it for one of these four things. But otherwise, it's permitted. Yeah.
Aren't the four things that the Mishnah used interesting? Why is Amazon like a tent, leather, and the other one? Why is it made for a foot and a bath?
That's Kedusha, but it's not, it's obviously it's a better thing than a bathhouse, but a more positive thing. But mikvos are not, especially in the old days, our mikvos tend to be very clean. I think in the old days, probably the mikvos were not so clean. It's pretty clear in the Gemara that the mikvos were pretty dirty. People are getting undressed as like, a chassid really sees the kedusha in a mikvah, but lamaisa, the mikvah is not like the. It's not. It's a dirty place.
There's been in that you can't do anything.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't make brachas or things like that. It's not what we want to be doing in the shul. So that seems to be the pasuk in the Mishnah that the kedusha leaves on its own. So the question is. Rashi is a little bit difficult. Maybe we'll come back to Rashi. But let's just go through but I think what I'd like to do, and kind of get you started on this, we have to go through the Gemaras, and the Gemaras have indications in different directions about this. So one kasha on the next line of the Gemara is the kasha on what we just said is the Pashup Shana in the Mishnah. We'll hold off on Rashi Shita for a second, but again, we're saying the Pashup Shana in the Mishnah is that the Kedusha leaves the building when you sell it, even if you don't have Maimon Anshei here. Yet, what does the Gemara say in Chavav and Beis? The next Gemara with Ravina. What's the story with Ravina? So Ravina, he has this old shul, basically run down Tila de Bekanishta, which means like a mound, but it used to be a shul. And Ravina says, I wanna plant there. Ravina wants to plant. So Ravina goes to, who does he go to? Ravashi. He goes to Ravashi and says, what do I want to do? I want to plant. So Ravashi tells him, go sell it with the Shiva Tuva Heir and Maimon Anshei Heir. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that Gemara? So then, like, the only way to be able to plant is to have the Shiva Tuva Heir and Maimon Anshei Heir. So it seems to be against what we're saying. We're saying you can do whatever you want. Yeah. What? So that's a little bit of a question exactly. We're showing him deal with that. But let's say he owns a shul. Let's say he...
Then isn't it the same thing as Rashi? On the previous
one? It sounds like Rashi.
No, Rav Ashi.
Oh, Rav Ashi.
Is he the shul?
Let's say, it sounds like the shul is not functioning anymore. We showed him talk about how it kind of fell out of use and it became Hefker and he just kind of came onto the land. But that doesn't necessarily undo the Kedusha. You need a sale. The question is, why do you need to have a sale of Zayin Tuvah Ha'ir, but Maimon Anshei Ha'ir? So there are two approaches in the Rishonim. One is the Ritva. And the Ritva says that in a Chanami, you really didn't need. The whole Gemara is Lav Dafka. Why did he have to go to the Maimon Anshei Heir? What again, according to the Pashup Shan and the Gemara and the Mishnah, what is the only thing that you need Maimon Anshei Heir for? For the money. So what is in this case, what do you need to go to the Maimon Anshei Heir? He says, Mixin Ukimta. What's going on here? Here, it's a case where they had no use for a Sefer Torah, for a Teva. They weren't going to want to use the money for anything greater. And therefore, that's putting a lot of words to the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say any of this, but because that was the case, so that's why I told him, go to sell, really, in order to plant, you didn't need to go to Maimon Anshei Heir. In order to plant, it would have been enough to just sell stam. The Bnei Heir can sell, no problem, you could plant. But what? It was a case that no one would want to buy, would want to make this transaction because there's nothing to do with the money. It sounds like the community moved out. It's one of those places in Brooklyn that emptied out of Jews. So they didn't need a Sefer Torah, they didn't need an Aron. So what if they're not going to do anything with the money? And therefore, that's why they went to Maimon Anshei Heir, in order to be able to have the money free to do whatever they needed. But the planting is unnecessary, yes.
So why is it necessary?
Because if they didn't need a new, what's the point of selling if you can't use the money? Or they're not going to want to sell in a case where you can't use the money. So if they would sell and then be stuck with the thousands of dollars and nothing to do with, so that would be a problem. So just practically, they still went to Zayim and Anshir, and I don't really get something to do with the money. All right, the sports have to go, so we're going to stop here. There's another answer to this question in the rush, but as you go through the Marmokomos, first let's figure out what exactly the rayas are in terms of this issue about the Kedusha, and then we'll get to the Rishonim and talk about why this makes any sense, why it should be that the Kedusha goes with Zayim Tuvayir, not with Zayim Tuvayir. We want to have better sense of what's going on.